I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Today, I want to take a little bit of a different approach with the type of sessions that we've been having. Lately, we've been going over all different kinds of things about your business and about your goals and so forth. But what I want to talk to you about today is this. What is in your heart? And are you doing that? When you started your business, when you thought about going into business for yourself, or maybe you're just getting started right now, why are you doing it? Why now? Why are you going into business right now, building WordPress sites for people and, you know, and that kind of work? And so the reason that I want to ask you that question is because what I'm finding to be the case is that most of the people that I've been speaking to, what's in their heart, what's really in their heart, like the reason why they started their business is not consistent with what's actually going on in their business, in their day-to-day life. And people are stressed out. They're working too much. They're not getting the income that they're really looking for. They're not getting the results for their clients that they're looking for. And even worse than that, like I'll talk to people very regularly who are really skilled at what they're doing. And they have years and years of experience and college degrees in certain fields that they, you know, like communication or graphic design or digital art or, you know, those types of things. And so, you know, I was just talking with someone and she said, you know what, I've been in business for 15 years. I've been actually in this field for 15 years, been on business on my own for like 10 years. And, you know, I've got a degree in all of this, a college degree in communications and so forth. But then I said, so what is it that you're doing that's different from somebody who's just getting started? Or like, do you feel like your experience, like what we were talking about on Tuesday was, is your experience, Are you benefiting from that? Like, are you able to tap into your 10 plus years of experience or whatever to drive a better outcome or a better result for your clients? In other words, if the clients say, why should I work with you instead of working with somebody else? Why? You know, what are you able to tap into the experience that you have in order to make a difference, in order to differentiate what you're doing from what someone else is doing? And if the answer to that is no, my question is, why not? Why not? And furthermore, if the answer is no, are you finding that you're doing the same sort of thing like this year that you were doing last year? Or if you've been in business for 5 years, what's the difference between how things are today versus how things were 5 years ago? Are you finding that your experience is building your business for you? Or are you finding that you're still doing the same sorts of things? Maybe you can do it faster, right? Maybe you can do it a little bit faster now than you were before. But in terms of winning new clients, in terms of growing your business, in terms of hitting the income goals that you've wanted, in terms of creating the lifestyle that you're looking for, that independence, you know, getting, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 per month coming in regularly, consistently, you know, seeing the kinds of results that you really want to be seeing for your clients. How is that today compared to the way it was when you first got started? Or if you're just getting started right now, how do you intend to use your experience to differentiate yourself from what everyone else is doing that doesn't really have the same experience that you already have and that doesn't have the insights that you already have? And so one of the ways that this tends to play out is people get overworked. And what I mean by being overworked, hey, boom, fist bump, high five, boop. And so, so I've got this, I'm going to invite group members here to chat with all this stuff. Right there. So what I mean by all of this stuff is, you know, are you overworked? If you feel overworked today, is that a symptom of not being able to grow to the level that you really want? And so what I mean by that is, like a lot of times when you first get started, you onboard some clients and you start building websites and it takes a little bit of time to kind of figure it out because some of it's new, you're learning some themes or you're building a theme or you're doing some plugin stuff or, you know, things are kind of going on where you sort of have some friction. You really need to kind of get things going. And so it's a little bit slower to get started. And so you can't really do as much work per hour as you otherwise would be able to do. Like, and so now maybe a year later or 6 months later or whatever, maybe you're able to work a little bit faster and do more, you know, do more per hour, like crank out more sites per day or whatever it might be. Like the rate at which you can develop your work is faster now. And so what you do to, in order to kind of get the, to kind of get your income up is you take on more work. And so now, whereas like a year ago, you used to have, you know, like say this much work to do, like, you know, so you had like maybe like a foot long of work to do a year ago, and that took you all day, but now you can do faster stuff. So you just added on like this much more work. So now I got like 2 feet worth of stuff, so to speak. You know, I know this is a bizarre analogy, but the idea is instead of increasing your rates or, you know, driving like a more effective outcome to kind of get your income up, then you just take on more clients. You just do more stuff. And so you just increase your to-do list until you just try to crank it out harder than before. And so consequently, you're overworked. That's the recipe for getting burnt out. Or here's another question. So what if a client comes to you and says, you know, I really like everything that you're saying. You know, I want to work with you. You're a nice person. I like that you're local, whatever. But, you know, why can't I, you know, what's different between, you know, your, you know, $3,000 or $5,000 proposal versus, you know, the $800 proposal that, you know, this new person is putting forth. And so then you might say something like, well, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I really know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. But the end result, is it actually different? Like, you know, to what degree are you using your expertise and your leadership to lead your clients? Like, that's really what it comes down to. And so I'm kind of feeling a little bit less energetic today than some other days, because it's a little bit sad. It's kind of a sad thing. Like as I begin to reflect on all of these people that are out there that legitimately have really good skill sets and that have been doing this kind of work for a long time, you know, multiple years, sometimes a decade or more. And on top of that, you know, actual formal education and college degrees in this field, and they're still only making about $1,000 a website. And on top of that, they're not actually setting anything up to actually drive results for their clients in any sort of ongoing way. And the extent of any kind of ongoing, forward-looking, you know, mindset behind the projects tends to be, let me coach the clients on how to blog, or let me just make sure that people kind of understand how to use their WordPress admin or something like that. And it's not really the kind of thing that makes a difference, because clients, they might say that they want to be able to kind of manage the website themselves, but the truth is they don't have the time or the inclination to actually do it. And so if you, as like a WordPress developer, are relying on your clients to really drive their online marketing forward, I think you're going to find that they're not going to do it. And consequently, the site's really not going to have much of an impact. And of course, that's really why clients aren't paying very much for websites these days, because everybody knows, you know, I know, we all know, the client knows that simply building a website doesn't really drive a result anymore. It used to be the case that not everybody had websites. Simply being on the internet was like a big thing. And it was, you had to be online. You had to have an online presence. Today, what that's kind of translated to is people feel like they need to have a website, but it doesn't do anything much more than just like an online business card. Like, you know, just need a link for your paper business card or whatever. And that nobody's really putting nobody's really connecting the dots between what you're doing online and what kind of result that can have for the clients. And consequently, the clients aren't thinking that the website is a strong investment, and therefore they're not going to invest very much in it, because they don't have confidence in themselves to be able to drive results for their business. And they're not getting the leadership from anywhere else. And that's the fundamental point of why I really wanted to establish this group, you know, building high-value WordPress sites, is to create a community of people that were fed up with that. You know, it's just no good anymore. And everybody that, everybody kind of has this underlying sense that, you know, building a $50 website doesn't do anything for anybody, but people are really struggling to kind of break through to the other side. Like, what can you do instead? And that's really the whole point. And I'll tell you one kind of thing that is actually kind of funny is, you know, just a couple of minutes ago, when I was getting ready to come on here and talk to you guys, I noticed in the Facebook group, literally, I don't know if somebody's trolling me or just pranking me or playing a joke or whatever, but somebody posted in the group, and I haven't deleted it yet, but you know, that they'll build a $50 website, a responsive website on any platform or whatever, WordPress included, for $50, and there you go. You go and click on the link and you're on Fiverr or whatever. And so Like, I don't know if that's for real or not. I haven't clicked the link, but it's so funny because, you know, we actually did a whole training session on the $50 WordPress site here in the group. And so I don't know if somebody's just trying to get my goat or whatever, but, you know, that's the whole point. It's like, everybody knows that websites are basically worthless unless you're doing something with the website on an ongoing basis. And so, you know, a $50 website, you might as well not have one at that point because nobody's going to find it. Nobody's going to do anything with it. It's just going to be a mess. And so, you know, one of the things that I've said a couple of times publicly is that if you're charging less than $2,000 for your website, you're overcharging your clients. And what I mean by that is, if you're charging less than, say, $2,000, which is clearly the bare minimum, I would say $3,000 probably is the minimum. But if you're charging less than that, I actually think you're overcharging your clients because they could take that $2,000 or $3,000 and put it into something else that will drive a much better business outcome for them than a website that doesn't do anything. And so if they really want to get the outcome of having more calls, more clients, more leads, introducing new revenue streams, you know, learning more about their customers, being able to interact with their customers in a more effective manner because you know where they're coming from, you know what they want, you're doing audience segmentation, you're figuring out how to get the right information to the right people at the right time, and you're setting up the tools to do all of that. If somebody's going to be doing that for you, you can't do that for much less than $3,000. Maybe $2,000 if somebody's willing to work for cheap, but it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of expertise. You got to know how to do that stuff. And if you're not doing that stuff, then what's the point? I mean, well, why not just go into Wix and build a free website for yourself? Why not do that? I mean, I guess if you felt like you didn't feel like it and you just wanted to spend $50 and have someone else do it, maybe that's the market. I don't know. But the point is, you know, if a business has $2,000 or $3,000 to spend on something, and they give it to somebody to build a website for them, but the website doesn't do anything more than just a couple of pages in a contact form, and the tools aren't in place to really drive these outcomes, then you're overcharging your client. And what I mean by that is, someone, if you're charging $2,000, why can't somebody charge $800 and do the same thing? Or if you're charging $800, why can't somebody charge $500 and do the same thing? Or if you're charging $500, why can't you click the link of the guy that just posted to the Facebook group and get it for $50? And so, you know, and the reason, because all those people are basically just doing the same thing. So so that's kind of a big point. It's like, If you know, was it really in your heart in the beginning, like when you started your business, were you like, yeah, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd like to build cheap websites for people that don't do anything. And I suspect that the answer is no, that you would not like to do that. But the reason that things have kind of winding up like that, the reason that you're finding yourself in that position now, is probably because there's all these other people out there charging really low rates, and you're afraid that if you raise your pricing, then you price yourself out of the market and you're not going to be able to connect with the clients that you want. And oftentimes people will say, oh man, I'm just finding the wrong clients. And so I say, well, what kind of clients are you finding? And they're like, well, you know, real estate brokers or mortgage loan lenders or people that run local restaurants or landscaping companies or a dog kennel, you know, dog training services. And so these are all businesses that people that literally I talk to every day, that, you know, these are the types of categories of businesses that people are working with. And then of course they come back and say, but you know what, they there's no way in the world they're going to spend more than $800 or $1,000 on their website. As soon as I start to say a price over $1,000, everybody begins to freak out. And so, of course, the real reason why everyone is freaking out is because they're not connecting the dots between how spending $1,000 with you building a website, building out their online platform, how is that going to translate into business success for them? And specifically, how is it going to translate into over $1,000 worth of business success for them? And could they take that $1,000 and invest it in their business in some other way and have a bigger impact? And so that's really the fundamental problem. That's why I put the site together. That's why I put this Facebook group together. That's why I do this podcast. The whole point is, I know there's a ton of people out there that have legit skills. Not only that, but they have better than that. They have in their heart, they have the desire to fundamentally make a difference in other people's businesses. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be happening at a very large scale. So many people are really, really struggling to figure out how to do that. And the proof is in the statistics. Like, all you have to do is go onto Upwork or I mean, we did another conversation here about, you know, how much money do WordPress developers make in 2018? And we looked at all the different stats from all the websites and blogs and everything else, and you know, even what Upwork even says on their own you know page when people are trying to sign up as developers, you know, what do you expect to make? Or on the other side, like on the business side, well, what do you expect to spend for a WordPress developer? Look at all those stats, and you'll see most WordPress developers are selling $1,000 websites or less. They're making about $2,000 to $3,000 per month on average. You know, about $30,000 to $35,000 per year. And trying to break through to that other side is something that's just been not really within reach for a lot of people. And the reason is that there's no connection now between just having a website and having that actually make a business impact. And so you have to do better than that. You have to do something about that in order to be able to break through. And the thing that you need to do is you need to use the experience that you have to show up with leadership and with authority and with expertise and with concepts that will bring your clients to a level of success that's greater and higher than they would otherwise be able to achieve had it not been for you. And that's not happening. It's not happening very often, pretty much anywhere. And another symptom of that is chasing clients. If you find yourself constantly thinking that your biggest problem is you can't find clients, this is a symptom that you're kind of caught in that same problem where you're just building websites for people, boom, 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 client hopping, trying to rush through it as fast as you can so you can get to the next client so that you can kind of get your next paycheck, because the paychecks tend to only come when you launch the site. And so that's another issue. Like, when you started your business, was it your intention to just hop clients as fast as you can? Sometimes the answer is yes. You know, I know that sometimes the answer is yes about that, because I know that there's like, literally, I was talking to somebody who said, that they had, I can't remember if they worked for or just knew of a business where they had like an entire floor of the business was a cold calling thing. And people would just call local businesses, offer them these cheap websites, and they did like 300 websites a month. I think 3,000 per year or something like that. You know, just a huge number of websites. And of course, all of those websites are going to be these low value, low budget, meaningless websites, because nobody's going to really, at that kind of rate and at those kinds of prices, nobody can really be there to help. So if all you're looking for is, you just want to put a little link on your business card or whatever, you know, that's one thing. I'm not talking about that. Nobody in this group is interested in doing that. What people are really interested in doing is building high value WordPress sites, and not just high value for you in terms of getting paid to do it, but high value for your clients as well, in terms of driving the kinds of results that they're really crying out for, that they're really depending on you for. And that's really a big problem. And so another symptom that maybe what you're doing isn't really what was in your heart when you initially started is like, do you feel like you're just underpaid or undervalued? Or do you feel like the situation where you know that you've got really good skills, you're trying to communicate that to your clients, you're trying to rely on your expertise, but no matter what you do, clients just aren't, quote, seeing the value. You know, if that's something that you're struggling with, that's something that we can absolutely be fixed. You know, seeing the value, it basically comes down to showing them the value. Seeing the value, like if you're showing them the technical, like one of the things that people will do in proposals or in client meetings is they'll talk about how important a WordPress maintenance plan is. And if you don't have a maintenance plan and you're not doing the updates and your site's going to get hacked and, you know, all of these negative side issues that might come up if you don't do X, Y, and Z. Or they'll start to dive into like, oh, well, WordPress is so fantastic because you can write your own blog post and you don't really have to have a developer. You don't need me, so to speak, to come in and, you know, do all the little things. If you have another photo you want to add to your photo gallery, let me show you how to do it. And so you go through all of this technical stuff, but they're not seeing the value. You're not showing the value, you're showing the stuff. Those are two different things. And so, you know, I guess my encouragement in that area is to, you know, if you're struggling with that, let's talk about that. Let me help you figure out. I mean, the whole reason I put this group together and the whole reason I take free phone calls from people all day long, all the time, is to be able to help people break out of this the cycle of stressing out, feeling overworked, not really connecting with the right clients. At least it feels like it's not the right clients. Oftentimes, we talked about a couple sessions ago about how oftentimes like high ticket clients really start out with low budget projects. And the reason that they are low budget projects is because they don't have anyone to trust. They don't have the vision of why a higher ticket offer would be better. They don't have there's nobody leading them there. And so they don't have the confidence in themselves or in the offer that somebody's presenting to really throw down a high ticket investment. Those are the reasons that the clients are cheap. It's not because they don't have the money to spend. It's they don't have the confidence to spend the money with you because you're not showing them how what you're planning to do is actually going to benefit them in a business way. Like it's not solving a problem for them. And so, or not a meaningful problem. Like if the only problem they think they have is that they don't have a website, that's not solving a problem. So then the stressing out happens, right? It's like, you launch a website or maybe like, what's going to happen here in the first of the year, what's going to happen is people are going to be overwhelmed with websites to build, perhaps, and then they'll probably take them on at a really cheap price. And then they'll get too much work to do and the work will be substandard because you're not setting yourself up in a way that can succeed. You're setting yourself up to rush and stress out and do too much. And then, probably mid-March, the mad rush for the New Year's websites will somewhat subside. And a lot of people are going to be, twiddling their thumbs thinking, oh, I sure wish I had done some marketing during January and February because now I don't have anything to do. And so you're going to be stressing out again, chasing clients. And so if you find yourself kind of caught up in that loop, then that's another sign that you're probably not doing what was in your heart when you really started your business. Like nobody thinks, I want to start this business so I can stress out all the time as to where I'm going to find my next client, or I can stress over, the feast or famine problem, or I can, it's just a really stressful thing. And that tends to be one of the things that can burn people out. The combination of chasing clients, feeling underpaid, not being able to feel like you're valued for your work, not being able to like let your clients see that that the 10 years of experience you have doing something, that your degree in this area actually means something, not being able to communicate that value, and then stressing out as to whether or not you can really keep the ball rolling, put all that together, and that's why people burn out. That's why people quit. That's why people stop doing this and go to do something else. And sometimes the real tragedy too is, I guess there's two big problems with that is sometimes they just try so hard that they really get burnt out by the time they actually end up quitting. And then here's the other problem too. There's tons of people out there that really need legitimate help. There's just countless numbers of people out there that actually need to make an impact online to be able to get their services to their clients. And they need people from this group to connect with them that have in their hearts the desire to make a business impact with what you can do online. Like I say this all the time, that the point of being in this group is to transform your business from just being a WordPress business to being a consulting business powered by WordPress. So what I mean by that is, stop selling just cheap websites. Stop selling graphic design work or videography and photography and all of the individual things. Somebody likes how neat my desk is. Well, thank you. I've got the, I was doing some videography myself. You might be able to see some of the cameras in the back. But, those low budget, commodity services and so forth, move forward into driving business results and then power those results with the technical cool stuff that you're good at. And I know I talk to hundreds of people, literally all day long, all month long, whatever. And most of the people that I talk to have the ability to do really slick stuff, really slick stuff. But they also tell me stuff like, I can't find the right clients. All the clients I find are too cheap. I'm stressing out. I've got the feast or famine problem or whatever. Like sometimes, when it's my peak season, like different clients that I talk to or different developers that I talk to, sometimes they work with seasonal businesses and they're like, man, when things are in season, it's like, I can't freaking handle it. And when things are out of season, I've got nothing to do. But at the same time, they have the ability to do grade A plus level things. And so that's what I'm talking about. It's like when you start your business and you've got the ability to really crush it on something like that, and you find yourself undervaluing your work, and you know, you talk to people and they just won't pay the rates that you know that you're worth. Maybe you even used to charge rates more than this, or people used to bill you out at higher rates if you worked for an agency or something, and then you go out on your own and you can't even get a third of what you were of what people were billing you out with before. Why is that? And so that begins to be a really defeating thing. And when I hear people express these concerns to me over and over and over, it legitimately makes me feel kind of bummed out, because it does not have to be that way. You can absolutely make the shift from being that WordPress business into that business that's powered by WordPress. And it's a fundamental transformation. It's an inversion. You're turning the whole thing upside down on its head. But here's the thing. If you don't do that, it's just going to keep getting worse, because the individual services that you're marketing to people, even if it's really slick stuff too, like even if it's like videography and, you know, making awesome movies or whatever, or making really great educational videos or whatever, or just you're crushing it with the camera, like you can do photography, or you're awesome with like responsive design or branding, you know, all of those things. I mean, just go to 99 Designs. Like, how are you differentiating yourself from 99 Designs? Like, what if you make awesome logos, but you go to 99 Designs and you can get like 500 people to make awesome logos for you, and then you get to pick, right? And so it's like, how do you compete with that at a high level? And so I think that, you know, people really get burnt out and stressed out over that kind of stuff. And so that's really the point. That's why you have to make the transition from marketing the services that overwhelm people, where people aren't connecting the dots on how those services are going to mean anything with their business, and make the move into being able to drive business outcomes, business results, like getting more clients, more leads, more streams of revenue, additional revenue options, whatever it might be. You know, helping people learn more about their audience through email marketing, through social media management, whatever it might be. You know, there's so many different kinds of things. And I don't have to tell you, you already know that there's all kinds of things that can be done and that you can probably do a really good job at. But connecting with the right clients in a way that actually communicates that value tends to be an elusive topic for most people. And that's why I put this group together, so we could get in here and we could talk about it. And we could say, hey, you know what? We are the people that really want to go out there and make an impact for the businesses that really need our help. We all know that the internet is an incredibly powerful tool to connect with clients, especially when you're working with business to consumer clients. Like when you have businesses that are trying to reach consumers, the consumers are hanging out online. Everyone knows it. Nobody seems to really be tapping into it, but we all know it. And then on top of that, we also know that if you're in the business of actually connecting to consumers and you can do that online, who is going to actually help? And that's where we all come in. That's the whole point of building high-value WordPress sites. It's like we talk about it in the group. We get on here twice a week. We do these sessions to try to sort it all out. And we're different just by being here. The fact that you're interested in this content shows that it's in your heart to do a good job, to make an impact with the businesses that you're working for, and not the kind of person who just wants to spin out cheap websites as fast as they can do it just because they want to keep making paychecks, you know? And, you know, one of the things that really stands out from the people that I'm talking to here is that mindset, the mindset of really wanting to crush it. But the problem tends to be there's no way to kind of break through. So the symptom of that is, if you've been doing this for more than 6 months, which usually is, it's usually the case that people have been doing this for like at least a year, sometimes 5 years, sometimes 10 years. I've talked to people that have been working at least online for over 20 years. And so, but today things are oftentimes either not scaling up, they're kind of stalled out a little bit, or they're beginning to actually even decline. And so if you find that that's the case and you're not getting the growth that you're really looking for, you might be in the situation where you're kind of subtly transforming your own business into something that's less and less what you wanted it to be when you started. It's less and less looking like the dream that you wanted. It's less and less feeling like the kind of success that you're looking for. And instead, it's turned into this mundane, just trying to keep it afloat. And so if that feels like the situation that you're in, then the good news is you can take the skills that you have, turn them upside down, and totally you could double your income. Most of the people that I talk to could probably double their income in the course of probably a month, just trying to figure, just restructuring their business. Now, again, I have to put forth a disclaimer. I'm not saying I'm going to double your income in a month. What I'm saying is, if somebody shows up and has the determination to actually make a difference, they can double their income in over a month by shifting the way they really think about their business and begin to make offers to clients that have value in them. That's really all I'm saying. And the way that you do it is you take those services and you flip them over so that you're not offering the services anymore. You're actually moving into results-driven marketing. And of course, when you do that, that's the fundamental way you make that transformation is through leadership, and you rely on your expertise to drive the leadership. And then you show up at client meetings and you lead them into a level of success that they can't get apart from you. And because everybody else, whether it's the cheaper WordPress developers, whether it's people on Fiverr or Upwork, whether it's people on Wix, wherever it might be, the whole thing, the common denominator across all those cheap options, and maybe even working with you as it stands today, is that the client is responsible for generating their own success by telling you what to do. They're going to come up and say, I want you to do X, Y, and Z. And everybody else shows up at the front door saying, I can do X, Y, and Z better than everybody else. Hire me, hire me. I'll do X, Y, and Z. What I'm telling you to do, stop selling X, Y, and Z. Instead, connect with the clients and actually start driving the results, and do it in a way where you're introducing them to concepts that they've never heard of before, and giving them access to tools and strategies and techniques and processes that they wouldn't be able to put together on their own. They think you give them the X, Y, and Z because they can't come up with that on their own because they don't have your experience. That's the point that I'm really trying to underscore. That's really the critical shift that you have to make. And if you want help making that, then there's two things that I can offer you. First, for free, give me a call and let's talk about it. Let's talk about where your experience really lies, what kind of clients you really want to be working with, what was in your heart when you really stepped out and decided you wanted to start your business. Why did you do that? And let's see if we can rekindle that flame and actually start really, building up a big old campfire with it, like putting it back in the forefront so you actually reconnect with the passion behind why you're doing this in the first place. And getting away from all of that stuff about how stressful things are and client hopping and not getting the growth you're looking for and just being stalled out for years on end. Let's shift all of that to the side. Let's actually talk about this for free. And so thing number one that I can do to help, head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll find my schedule. We'll get together and we'll talk about this stuff and in detail. And we'll make a step-by-step plan for how you can get out of this, overworked, can't find the right clients, can't charge the right amount of money, all of those things. We'll make a plan to transition from where things are now into this new strategy, this new structure where you're not just selling the services, you're actually selling the results. You're connecting with clients and actually helping them get where they want to be. And you're powering those results with your experience and with the skills that you have. So that's thing number one that I can do to help. Thing number two that I can do to help is, if after we talk about this, you want my help implementing the things that we go over, we can talk about that too. I've got the Double Stack program, and I'll probably be talking a little bit more detail. I've got some new stuff coming up. And as you can see, I got some video stuff. But some new stuff is coming up, and we can talk about that. So if you want some help, then I can come alongside and help you get these types of results for your business. Because I know a lot of times it's overwhelming to try to figure out how to make a transformation like this on your own. Like, a lot of people can do a really good job learning something new. I'm not talking about learning something new. If you want to learn something new, that's great, but you can tend to do that on your own. Say you want to be better at JavaScript, you can learn that on your own. Say you want to be better at, SEO, you can learn that on your own. But what tends to be very difficult to do on your own is taking all of these things that you know how to do and transforming that into a business where you're actually connecting with clients at the level you want to. And so So I'm not really talking about adding more information to your business. I'm talking about a transformation for your business. And so that's the thing that I can do. So if you want my help implementing that kind of stuff into your business, after we talk about it, we can talk about what that looks like as well. But if not, you know, you don't have to do thing number two in order to get to thing number one, right? So thing number one is give me a call. Let's talk about this and, you know, get you pointed in the right direction. And then if you want my help implementing the stuff we talk about, we can talk about that too. But for now, head over to doublestack.net/call and you'll see my calendar. Pick a time that works really well for you. And then you'll see a little form that you can fill out with a couple of questions about, you know, just give me some background. Just tell me what was on your heart when you started your business and how that's really shaping out right now. And then, you know, that way when we get on the phone, I'll really be able to pack that 45 minutes with as much value as possible. And there we go. So that's what we got for today. So it's Thursday. So happy, Merry Christmas, I guess I should say, being in December. And we're going to get together on Tuesday of next week, but there's not going to be a Thursday training on next week. So we'll kind of take a pause for Christmas. And so there we go. So high five, boop. And thanks for showing up. And I look forward to talking to you guys. And again, if this is the kind of stuff you want to talk with me about one-on-one, head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll do it. So until then, take care and have an awesome weekend.